Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
Sports Show on 790 ESPN. I'm your host, Paul Metters. We do this show every Wednesday evening from 6 to 7 at the 1430 ESPN 790 studio right across from Bullard High School. Last week, we were preempted by the baseball playoffs, so we did not have a show last week. I missed being on the air talking to the wonderful athletes from Fresno Pacific University, a school that, yeah, I am a proud alum, graduated in the year 1994. This is year number two of the Sunbird Sports Show, and it's my pleasure to bring you guys all the great things that are happening in athletics from Fresno Pacific University. Tonight, we have the women's soccer program in the house. Sophie Rosales, Ayana Carissimasi, Abby Cano-Ledesma, Rosie Farina, and Coach Roberto Hernandez. This is Hernandez's second year at the university. He's been on the show, I believe this is his third time. So he's a great interview. Love talking to Coach Hernandez. He's doing a great job there. Hey, the record that the Fresno Pacific women's soccer program has right now isn't a real clear picture of what's going on in the program. We're going to be talking about the good things that are happening, the improvements that are going to be made the rest of the year, the girls' road to Fresno Pacific University. Always love hearing their stories, what they're studying at the school as well. We have a huge news and notes section that I'm going to be bringing you guys right now. Since last week, we weren't able to talk about what happened the week before. So we have 2 weeks of action to keep you informed of from Fresno Pacific University. There was one great match that we're going to get to in just a second that I want to put a personal spin on as well. Well, soccer, they've played quite a few matches, the women, with hard-fought matches, all within a single goal, a 1-0 loss versus Hawaii Hilo, and at Azusa Pacific, a 3-2 battle versus Westmont that saw goals from Fresno natives like Washington Union's Karimi Hernandez and Central East Carissa Lopez. Just yesterday, the Birds played a 1-1 draw versus Jessup, with freshman Bailey Roberson finding the back of the net for the Birds' goal in the 31st minute. The men have followed their schedule. With the exception of today, they are currently facing off against Jessup as we speak. I believe at the end of the show, we're going to have an update. They're kicking off at 6 o'clock. We'll get you guys informed of how that game's going right now. A 2-0 victory over Hawaii Hilo saw Zion Vaughn score in the 26th and 62nd minute, respectively, netting him the PacWest Player of the Week honors for that week. At Azusa Pacific, Lucas Ibarro scored, but the Birds fell 2-1, also falling 2-1 to Westmont at home, despite an early goal by Brian Lopez. Men's water polo played four matches in the Gary Troyer Invitational, hosted by Claremont Mud Scripps. On day one, they prevailed over Laverne 20-12, but fell to Chapman 13-9. Day two saw a pair of losses, 14-10 to Ottawa, Arizona, and 15-11 to Cal Lutheran to end the tournament. Christian Clark had a hat trick in all but the final game of the trip, earning him the Raising Cane's Sunbird of the Week for that week. In the water, the Birds also opened conference play at UC Merced and took down the Bobcats 9-8 for a WWPA victory. Women's swim hosted a two-day dual meet against the Nanooks of Alaska Fairbanks right across the street at Bullard High School. Friday, Charlotte Wilbers won 100 backstroke and added to her tally on Saturday by winning the 200-meter freestyle. And Jillian Lambert won the 50-meter and 100-meter freestyle as well. In volleyball, when you last heard from them, they had an electric stretch of games at home. The Sunbirds just can't stop winning. They opened conference play with two solid wins in straight sets over Westmont and Concordia University Irvine, then proceeded to take down then number 5 in the nation, Point Loma, 3-1 in a conference matchup with big national implications. That was a match that I was able to check out personally. I was driving home from work. Hey, perfect timing. Got there in the middle of the second game. And talk about an electric match. Absolutely, that was. The student section was lit. They were into it. The girls played phenomenal volleyball and came away with a huge, huge win. They finished out the week with another non-conference win against Menlo in straight sets and swiftly did the same in Rockland against Jessup on Saturday. The Birds' effort landed them at 19th in the AVCA national rankings and back-to-back PacWest Team of the Week honors for four total this season. Graduate setter Michaela Weiss, also earning Raising Cane's Sunbird of the Week honors this past week, she is on track to set a new career season high in assists. This is the Sunbirds' best season thus far in the D2 era. They're having a phenomenal, phenomenal season. Have not lost a match this year. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to bring on members of the women's soccer team and Coach Hernandez. You're listening to the Sunbirds Sports Show on 790 ESPN. Rick.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
We're excited to have the women's team here at Fresno Pacific University. Enjoy getting to know all the athletes at Fresno Pacific and excited. This is our first time with the women's soccer program this year. Coach Hernandez has been here. We try to figure out, is this your third time now?
This is my third time, yeah.
So now you know what to expect.
Yeah,
right? You could probably run the show now.
Season pro at this point.
Absolutely. And then we have two members of the team right now. We have Ayana Carissi-Massi and Abby Cano-Ledesma. How'd I do on that?
Actually, pretty good.
Pretty good. All right, come a little bit closer to the microphone. All right, so I talked to Coach Hernandez. You guys had a match yesterday against Jessup, so today was a no practice day, right? You guys didn't practice. So what did you guys do instead? Just kind of try to catch up on your studies, or did you guys, you know, spend time with some of your teammates? What did you guys do today?
Today I spent most of my day at home. I didn't really do much. I did my study hall hours, and then I took a nap, and then I came here.
There you go. Yeah, all right, take a nap. Naps are good. All right, Ayana, what'd you do?
I went to my classes and then looked at film with some teammates, and then I'm here now.
No nap, though?
No, unfortunately, no.
Naps are always good. All right, Coach, so walk us through yesterday's match. It was a tough one against Jessup, but just kind of walk us through and who scored first and what you guys were able to accomplish on the field.
Yeah, so it was a non-conference match against Jessup. We actually play them again next week for a conference matchup. So Jessup started on the front foot. They started a little bit better than we did. We came out a bit slow. They scored first. But then after that, we kind of found our footing. We kind of worked our way back into the game and eventually found the equalizing goal as well. And in the second half, proud of the team, the way they kind of rebounded at halftime. And I think we outshot the opponent pretty bad in the second half, and the goal just didn't want to go in. Unfortunately, missed the last minute PK as well to win the game. But we had something like 20 shots in total and 10 on target. So pretty happy about the way we rebounded, and now we're ready to go against Menlo on Saturday.
Are those games a little bit frustrating? Kind of hear it a little bit, right? Look at the girls' expression, and they're like, oh, man, we had so many chances. Like, just kind of walk us through that, right? Like, you guys are doing a great job defensively, and we'll get into that as the segment moves on. But, like, those games just like, oh, my gosh, how do we get 20 shots and only one go, right?
Yeah, definitely a bit frustrating. I'm sure the team feels the same way. It's kind of been the story of our season so far. Can we actually find the back of the net? We create the chances. We just got to sacrifice a little bit more to get on the end of it. So a bit frustrating. But, again, the way the team's rebounding and continues throughout the whole season, how hard they're working is something to be proud of.
Abby, what how did you feel after the game? Like, I mean, you got probably happy you got the equalizing goal, but like a little frustrated with not putting it back in the net second half.
So personally, second half I had like two open like shots, not wide open, but you know I was there, and I missed it. obviously, it's not the best feeling, but like I've learned to kind of not dwell on my mistakes and kind of just move past it in hopes to get another one. So that's kind of, I was disappointed in myself, but I was also kind of happy that as a team we were clicking a lot more in the second half.
Yeah. And Ayana, what about for you? You're in goal, right? We're going to talk about that a little bit more too as the segment moves along, but just like from your perspective, all the action's kind of on the far side, right? It sounds like in the second half, like what, from your perspective, what kind of opportunities were there? But talk about maybe some of your saves as well.
It's definitely frustrating when we can't get a goal in, and it makes me want to run up there and do it myself. But I think the most I can do is just continue to communicate on the field and encourage my teammates to try and get one in.
Did you have any saves? Like, how many saves did you have? Or not a lot of opportunities?
I didn't really have to make a whole lot. I think they had one shot, and unfortunately I missed that save. But other than that, we pretty much dominated the game, and I didn't really need to make any, like, big saves. So.
Coach, just talk about your defense, some of the strengths of this year's team, and what you guys are going to try to improve on the rest of the year.
Yeah, so coming in, we brought in 19 new players, so it's a lot of players to kind of get to know, especially with such a short preseason at the D2 level. So we kind of started off giving up a lot of goals, and something that we weren't used to, right, based off of last year and kind of what we did. But we've made some adjustments. The team has started to pick it up, understand our press, and understand what we need to do defensively, and started kind of limiting our goals and picking up some clean sheets and keeping us in the games. So it's been good. In terms of adjustments, I think now we're starting to understand and click a little bit more of understanding what we need to do to go forward. Like I said earlier, I think it's just now, can we be proactive and get to the right areas when the crosses come in? Because we're delivering a lot of crosses into the box, and it's just about being proactive, you know, reading the situation and then sacrificing our body at the end of it to get it across the net.
So what are the strengths of this year's team? When you look at there and say, hey, we do this pretty well, obviously need to improve on some other ways, but what do you think the strengths are of this year's team?
Yeah, I think everyone kind of individually has their own strengths, but I think the big thing is the fight of the team is huge. I think there's been multiple times where we go down and the team hasn't given up, and to be able to continue fighting the entire way is something that makes me proud. And then I think also a strength is being able to adjust. So at halftime, I say for the last 5-6 games, we've been asking them to adjust and making some key notes and giving it to them at halftime, and they've been able to adjust. I say again, the last 5 or 6 games, second half, the team has rebounded and has been the dominant one, so every single time. So again, being fighting through the adversity, and then the adjustments mid-game is good.
So you mentioned something I want to go back to. Coach, you mentioned there's not a lot of preseason, is that how you said it, in the
yeah.
D2 level? So talk to us about that. Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, so we have what we consider our preseason is 3 exhibition games or 2 scrimmages, depending on how you kind of label them with the opponent. So, but before we even do that, we had we opened up the season with Lemoore as a scrimmage, and we had 4 days or 5 days of training camp. So we were only had 5 days of practice before we opened up our first game. And yeah, it's a scrimmage, but also these junior college teams, they train all summer long. So essentially our preseason is a week and a half, 2 weeks, and then we're rolling into our non-conference games that are obviously countable. So opened up against Monterey Bay, and by the time we play them again, it's 2 weeks to try to figure everything out, and with 19 new players and kind of getting them into the system and understanding what we want, and then also trying to get the bonding right off the field. It's difficult in the short season, but I think we've done well, and I think you can see as the season's going along, we're getting better and better.
Is everybody in the same boat? Is that something just with Fresno Pacific University, or are the other D2 schools kind of the same
boat? All the D2s are in the same
boat.
You
guys talk about that, like, before matches, like, gosh, I've been only at 5 practices.
Yeah,
what about you?
It's difficult. So that's what everyone kind of says. But I think we were just in a different boat of how many players we brought in. But in terms of the timeline, everyone's about the same. But just with the amount of players we went to go recruit, it was, I think, added a little bit extra difficulty to it.
Yeah. Okay, so what is one game, girls, that you wish you can go back? You mentioned you had a couple opportunities yesterday even to score a couple, but is there another game you wish you could go back and play and do a few things differently? Is there one match that kind of pops into your head? Abby, is there something?
I'd want to say probably the Merced game. There was, like, I think it was, like, the last, like, 3 minutes I had missed a header. Obviously, like, I'm not very good with headers. Like, most of the goals that I missed are headers. But if I were to go back, I would obviously approach that differently. Like, the way I approached the ball, I had my eyes closed, so that probably wasn't the best idea. But I got a head on it, so it was okay. But I just kind of wish I had more confidence going into that play. and actually, I guess, making the back of the net.
Well, you're a freshman, right, from Sanger High School. So, right, it's a different level, right? Sometimes maybe those goals would have been a lot easier at the high school level of positions that you were in, and now you're finding, oh, my gosh, these girls are really good at the college level, right? You're finding that out?
Yeah. In high school, for headers, not a lot of people would actually go for them. So then coming here when people are actually putting pressure on me and are actually pushing me around during those corners, I didn't really expect it as much. So it's different, but it's a challenge. I like it.
All right. Well, you got a lot more soccer left in you this year. So, Ayanna, what about you? Is there a certain game? There's probably a lot, right? I can feel the competitiveness from you already, but is there a certain match you're like, gosh, I want that one back?
Honestly, all of them, all of our previous ones. But the one that stands out the most was our game against Humboldt, because my old teammate was on that team. And I really wish we had won that game.
Was it a friendly back and forth with her? Or was it more like maybe a little bit of a smack talk or not?
Yeah, just a little bit before the game.
Yeah.
And then after the game, we talked after, and it was fine. But I really wish we...
But it was burning inside of you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every moment of it.
I bet. Coach, I want you to talk about each of these young ladies individually, what they bring to the program. Obviously, you have a freshman that is getting playing time right away, which says a lot about her ability. And Ayanna is going to talk about this as well. She has a chance of making the national team. But just talk about each individually, what they bring to the program.
Yeah, definitely. Abby, it's kind of funny, the adversity that we were talking about earlier, right? At the start of the season, she was actually only getting 5-8 minutes a game. But in those 5 to 8 minutes, she was working hard and showcasing what she could do, and no complaining through it all. So with those 5-8 minutes that she was getting, she showcased her talents, and then that actually put her into the starting lineup for a few games in a row. So it kind of goes to show how much talent she has. And again, most players, right, get a few minutes and they want to complain about those minutes, but she took advantage of those minutes, and that's something that we want to put an emphasis on as a part of our program is, hey, when you get the chance, you know, make an opportunity of it, make an impact no matter how small. And now she's consistently finding the field, you know, playing 30-40 minutes depending on each game, so in and out of the starting lineup. And that's just because we're rotating a couple things in the college game as well. When you have 2 games on the weekend, we're trying to rotate and save some legs. So she plays in the midfield for us, probably a little bit different system than they played at Sanger High School. So it's been good to see. She actually scored the first goal of the season against they're currently number 2, Cal Poly Pomona. So defending national champion, she got her goal and just sheer hard work. So that's good to see. When it comes to Ayanna, again, we kind of had a vacant spot as a goalkeeper. You know, Monique left last year. And so we brought in two keepers and one from last year. And they kind of all battled it out for the first few games. And that Humboldt game that she was talking about was actually her opportunity, where she came in at halftime and kind of made a difference for us. And then she's kind of ran with it ever since. But what she brings is a presence. She's definitely, you can feel when the keeper's there. And as a former goalkeeper myself, that's something that the back line needs, that confidence. So she has that presence in the 18, especially when it comes to crosses. And in the college game, loads of crosses coming into the box. And that's what she's been very strong at, holding onto them, not giving those rebounds. And it's kind of helped to save a lot of, you know, second chances. So it's been good to see. And yeah, she's been working hard out there. So it's good to have both of them on the team this year.
Awesome. Abby, your journey to Fresno Pacific University, how'd you hear about the school? How did coach recruit you? Just how did you finally decide to go to FPU?
So I'm like 50 minutes away from FPU, so I'm local. So I like always knew about this school, especially when one of my teammates in high school, Diana, when she had committed, and then I used to play with Zoe Lango as well, and then she had committed here. And so from Zoe, I had always heard great things about FPU, and then I reached out to Rob, and he recruited me through high school. And personally, I really like high school because it's in the wintertime, so like I'm not like as hot and stuff, you know, so I feel like I performed a little bit more better than I probably would have. And once I talked a little bit more to like Zoe, and then I talked to Diana about like this program, that's like when I knew. And then Rob was like, during the recruiting process, he was very consistent with his texting, and he was actually like, he it felt like he actually wanted me here. So then when we would get on phone calls and like all that stuff, it was like, it was a good time. So that's when I knew I wanted to come here.
It was pretty easy. Easy decision for you?
Yeah.
What are some things that you love about the campus? Well, one thing too, right? You're used to playing soccer in the cold in the wintertime, and it's a different season at the college level. But what are some things you love about the campus life so far? Maybe some of your classes?
So my favorite thing about the school itself is that it's pretty small, and so all the teachers, like, they actually are able to know my name, or they're actually like, they actually know that I play soccer and they know that I do like stuff like that. So they ask me about like how my life is or how soccer is going. So they actually like take the time out of the day to talk to me. So that's my favorite part about like the school. And so like being here, I was able to meet like new friends, and I met my best friend here. She's really nice. And yeah, I just like the new friendships and all the stuff that they're able to give me here.
The entire atmosphere, right? Yeah, everything is good for you. Ayana, your journey here, you've had a little bit of a different path, right, to Fresno Pacific University. So how'd you hear about the school? How are you recruited? And how did you arrive on campus?
I actually reached out to Rob back in last spring because I went to Sonoma State and all their athletic programs had been cut. So I kind of needed to find a new place like ASAP. And so I reached out to him and we had emailed back and forth, I think for like 2 days, and then he invited me out to a tryout, and after that we just kept in contact, and I committed I think in March or end of March.
And you're happy with happy with your decision too?
Yes.
What are some things that you like about the school that you enjoy about the campus?
I really like the culture here, and I like how everyone's so close, if that makes sense. Like the professors, like Abby said, are very like invested in you, and especially the people that I've met, I've become really close with them, and having great relationships with people have definitely helped. And
so, well, yeah. I want to talk about your heritage, Samoan heritage. You were invited to try out for the national team. When was that again? About a month ago?
Yeah, roughly in early September.
Early September. Yeah. How did that all transpire, and what do you love about your heritage?
Well, I was invited. I think over summer, I received an email, and I called Rob right away. And
did you think it was real? You're like, is this true? What is this? Somebody pranking me?
Yeah, I definitely thought that. That's why I literally called him right after I saw it, and I was like, can you please check this? And then after he checked it, I emailed back, and then early September, I went for a week in L.A. for a camp to try out, and so that was fun. But it was exciting to play with new people, and especially with other girls that like of my same culture, because then we get to share that together, and I think it was a fun experience.
What are some of the things you guys talked about, right? So you finally, right, you're with some people that are from your same culture and your same heritage. So what were some of the discussions like?
A big one was the food. We definitely talked about that a lot, and even in the hotel, like we would, some of our like coaches would go out and get us some. But we would talk about the different traditions and how pretty much all of our big families and everything we do is one. And I think we just kind of bonded over that, obviously.
How big is your family?
Really big.
Like super big, like 8 brothers and sisters, that kind of thing, a bunch of aunts and uncles?
Immediate family is just me and my brother.
Okay.
But definitely my whole dad's side is, there's like a new family member I'm meeting every other week. So
are they into soccer too?
No, definitely football.
Okay.
We're definitely a football family, or rugby, volleyball, not too much soccer. So, but that's my Mexican side coming in. So.
Last question here before we hit a break. Like I've heard Coach Hernandez is favorite soccer players, so I know that, but what about you guys, like who are your favorite soccer players of all time, who do you like to follow?
Definitely for the women's, my favorite was Julie Ertz. She was definitely one of my favorites. She was one of the grittiest players, and just all the time she was always balling out. And then for the men, it was definitely Ochoa. Best saves ever. You know, hopefully he doesn't cut his hair again, because that he didn't play too well when he did. But definitely him on the men's side.
All right, Abby, what about for you?
Okay. This one's pretty basic, but I like Neymar because of how, like, techie he is. Like, I like the, like, little moves that he does and all the things. And, like, I'm a winger, or originally I was a winger. So, like, I wore 11 when I was little, and I, like, wore that up to high school, like, because of him. And I try to, like play like him almost, but obviously not as techie because I can't really do all that. But
yet. Can't do it yet.
But like, I looked up to him as a soccer player because he's like, he's very creative with it, and I think that's something that you need when you're attacking.
Coach, do the girls know who your favorite soccer player is?
I don't believe so.
Okay, we want to let them know.
Yeah, so the favorite soccer player is a Guatemalan player, Carlos Ruiz Pescadito. Just obviously being Guatemalan heritage, he's actually has the most World Cup qualifying goals, and a lot of people don't know that. So yeah.
Now you guys know, and you're gonna have to look him up, right? You have to Google him.
You're gonna have to search him up. Yeah,
to search him up. All right, hey, thank you, girls, for coming on. Appreciate it. We're gonna take a break, and we're bring on Sophie Rosales and Rosie Farina. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Summer Sports Show, 790 ESPN. We have members of the Fresno Pacific University women's soccer team with us. And we got two new young ladies on the team, Sophie Rosales and Rosie Farina. Coach Hernandez is sticking with us. Rob, I heard him call you Rob a couple times. Is that kind of what you go by?
Roberto? I have a couple nicknames, but a couple of them call me Rob, and then I have a childhood nickname, Obi, that I go by as well. So a couple of them call me Obi. It just kind of depends on each of them and what they want, so I kind of respond to all of them.
All right, good stuff. So I asked the other two girls, day off today, right? You played last night, and then what? Two games this weekend?
Two games this weekend, Saturday and Monday.
Your Saturday and Monday. So how'd you guys use your quote-unquote day off today? What'd you guys do?
Well, me personally, I went on a flesh run. Didn't want to do it, but figured that'd be good for my body, so I pushed through.
So how long of a
Just 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, just
around the campus?
No, on the treadmill.
On the treadmill. Pace. Got it. All right, what'd you do?
I just did some stretching today.
Yeah. And some classes. How about that? You forgot. You attended some classes, right?
I did.
Well, there you go. Which classes did you attend?
Actually, I only had one class today because the first one got canceled at Intro to Econ.
What did you do at that time? When a class is canceled, what do you do? Do you celebrate a little bit? You're like, oh, I got some time to get a nap in. Like, what do you usually do?
I slept through it.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Good stuff. All right. So... a lot of close matches this season. You know, you had one last night. You guys got the equalizer to make it 1-1. Weren't able to push through that second goal. But what's been like a really cool moment, either on or off the field, for you guys this year? Maybe a bonding time, or maybe something on the field that worked out really well for you guys. Like, what's been a really neat thing so far this season?
Well, for me personally, I always love the team bonding that we do at the beginning of the season. So preseason, we went to Casa. We have a house at Lake Millerton. And we all went there, spent some time together, got to know each other. So I think that really helped us in the beginning. And from now on, I think it's just like every day trying to get better as a team and figuring out our strengths and weaknesses to figure each other out better.
Yeah. What about for you? What's been one of your favorite things this season so far?
I think my favorite thing this season was when we traveled to Pomona. I feel like I was able to get closer with a lot of the freshmen and upperclassmen.
What, you guys play games? Board games or anything like that? Bonding games? What are some examples of games that you guys played on that retreat?
Oh, on the retreat?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be the retreat. Maybe you guys play games while driving. I don't know. What's something fun that you guys do together?
Well, me and my friends, we have this game called For the Girls. We play those games. We play Uno. we're very competitive within each other, so there's no holding back.
You hold those draw fours. Oh, like they're gold,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Put it in their
and
face.
And then lay it on like two at a time.
Lay it on. Day. That's right. All right. You got some other games or something that you've enjoyed?
Well, on our last trip on the bus, we were playing the game pigeon games, the Crazy Eight or something, I think it's called. Me and a couple other of my teammates. And then a lot of the freshmen, we live on campus, and there's a game room. So we go there a lot of the time. There's like pool and stuff.
Foosball or anything like that, video games, pool.
Yeah, they
all
have
that
like
fun
everything,
stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So you're from Seattle, right? From Seattle. You're from Seattle. There you go. Okay, got that right. Like, how did you arrive at Fresno Pacific? Because that's quite a drive, right? How'd you even hear about the school?
Well, I saw he was going to Surf Cup, and honestly, I think I always knew I wanted to go to a smaller school. I come from a Catholic school, and it's like less than 1,000 people, and that's just how I grew up and was what I was comfortable with. And I saw he was coming in. It was like 3 weeks of you being head coach, so I reached out to him, and he responded.
And it was it easy, an easy decision, like to come here? Like, hey, Fresno, I know it's hot, right? Different weather than Seattle, but was it a fairly easy decision for you?
After my visit, it was a really easy decision. Because I just saw how all the girls interacted with each other, and they were really welcoming. And I like the small campus.
And you're used to it. You're used to the small campus.
Yeah.
What's one thing that you really love about the culture on campus? Maybe the food or the other athletic programs you like to check out, or maybe the classes. What's your favorite aspect?
I like that really anywhere you walk on campus, you can like know people, and then you can just like start a conversation. It's really easy.
I agree. Good stuff. Sophie, what about for you? How'd you arrive at Fresno Pacific?
Kind of just the same way, sending emails. Before Coach Obi, there's a previous coach, two previous coaches actually. And I got recruited by the one before the last one. Kind of just lucky, like I knew somebody that knew somebody that knew him along those lines. And yeah, they reached out and saw the campus as well, came for my visit. I too love how it's very small, very tight-knit community, and pretty easy for me as well.
Classes, what are you? You're a junior, right?
Yes.
And you arrived at Fresno Pacific as a freshman,
mm-hmm.
right? So what are some classes that you loved at the school so far?
Well, probably like regarding my major, which is accounting. So anything like in the business world, I have this one professor. We call her Dr. Shalone. She's just great at what she does. She's very interactive with us. She makes us think. And every class that I have with her, I truly, like, do learn. So I appreciate her, like, a lot.
Yeah. Rosie, what about for you? What are some of your other favorite classes that you have?
Well, I'm taking all of my general education classes right now, but I really like my intro to economics class. The teacher, he's really nice. And I feel like a lot of the content that we're learning, I can, like, see in real life, like, businesses and stuff.
Good stuff. All right, Coach, I want to ask you about each of these young ladies individually. What the recruiting process the email process that you went through and getting to know them, like, what do they bring to the program?
Yeah, so I'll start with Rosie. So Rosie, I actually recruited, like she said, at Surf Cup. So with Surf Cup, what kind of happens is we register that we're going to attend as college coaches, and then players who are interested in our schools can reach out, and typically we do our best to make it out to as many games as possible. They typically send us a highlight reel, and that has to catch our attention because the amount of emails is crazy and the amount of times, and you're basically running all over the place with your staff trying to see as many games. And like she said, I had just taken the role as 2 weeks in or 3 weeks in, but her highlight reel caught our attention, and then we got to see her play at Surf Cup a couple games, so we definitely liked that, how calm she was in the midfield, and then her ability to hit a longer switch. So then we invited her out to a visit. She came out kind of a day before a game, so you kind of got match day kind of prep versus a full session, but she did well in that and kind of gelled with everybody, so we decided to make an offer, and she's been very, very good coming in. She's starting to get minutes as a freshman and starting to understand the speed of play that's needed here at the college level. So there's a lot of aspects that we really enjoy and seeing her play and continue to grow. And then there's a couple of things that we're working on to kind of get her more adapted to the level. But it's been good to see how far she's grown in just a short time. When it comes to Sophie, she was here. She was recruited by a couple different coaches previously to me arriving. But right away, you can tell the soccer IQ that she has and the ability on the ball. And what we kind of joke around is when we present Scout and when we go over our recap, we call, you know, the amount of questions that she asks. But I always encourage it. I tell her it's good. You know, she's paying attention. She wants to understand the situations of what we're trying to describe. So I always encourage the questions because it actually shows that you're wanting to learn and understanding what's going on. And then kudos to her. Last year, she was in it, you know, competing in and out of the lineup, but always making an impact when she came in. And this year started off, you know, limited minutes, and she's worked her way into the starting 11. So it's been good to see, and definitely good moments, you know, on the field and kind of helping us contribute to that defensive success as well as the attack.
All right, Sophie. So let's go over one of your favorite plays this year, or you know, a play on the field that you remember. Maybe you made a nice takeaway or a play like that. Is there something that pops in your mind?
Maybe my assist to our sophomore Tokoa against Cal Poly Humble, I believe. Just I remember a tiring moment. I was on the wing and I don't usually play there, so I had to force myself to keep running to get the ball. Got the tackle and just slipped her in, and lucky enough she hit the shot correctly. So
how good did that feel for you?
Good. Like, wow, my sprint actually paid off this time.
Did you have to push through? So you mentioned you were tired, right? Yes. Like you had to push through on this play.
Yeah.
Rosie, what about for you? So let's ask about the, you know, the transition to college soccer, right? Just the speed of the game, the physicalness that's out there. Like, has that been just a work in progress for you? Were you surprised by it? Is that something that you're like, hey, I got to kind of get to this level to match some of these other girls' play? What's been going through your mind this year in regards to that?
It definitely was a bit of a struggle coming in, like straight from club. It's a bit slower playing in club, and honestly, like I watched a bit of old film from club a couple days ago, and then seeing it compared to the speed of play for our games is a lot different. I think I'm starting to adjust more, thankfully, but I do have some room to grow.
Has there been a play out on the field you're like, oh gosh, like in club or at my old high school, this definitely didn't go this way. I was able to maneuver. I was able to out, you know, physical this girl. Like, is there a specific play you can remember this year? Like, oh man, this is a little bit harder than I thought it was going to be.
I did have a play from yesterday's game, maybe, or maybe a couple of games ago. No, but, I took like a couple touches on the ball and there was a girl on me immediately, so I wasn't able to play it, and I was like, well, I would have gotten away with that in club, but it's way different here.
Yeah, not here. A little bit more physical and speed of the game, right? And that's at every level, right? I'm not harping on you at all, but that's like the level of JV to high school, right? Varsity, JV to varsity, or right, high school to junior college to four-year, D2, whatever it is. So yeah, I know the speed of the game is different. All right, we're going to have a moment now. We got some new interns that we're very, very excited about. We're going to bring the other two girls in right now. There's some questions from the student body. Just go ahead and knock on that, yell at them. They're going to come in. You guys are going to share a microphone. So we have some questions from Zach. We're excited about Zach, and Jackson's going to be helping out as well. Jackson actually helped with writing the recap from last week, and we have some things to come as well that we're are going to share with you guys. But Zach, first of all, why don't you go ahead and this is your moment, man. This is your big introduction to the live radio world and the podcast world as well. Just introduce yourself and where you are at Fresno Pacific University, your grade and your other extracurricular activities, and then fire away. What do you got?
Well, hello everyone. My name's Zach. I am a senior at FPU. I am a javelin thrower for the men's track and field team. I am also a comm major who is interning in sports broadcast.
All right, go ahead, fire away. What are some of your questions?
So, We have some questions from actual athletes from the school. For coach, Tristan Fox of the men's water polo team asks, who's your biggest rival or school you have the most passion to beat?
Oh, that's interesting. I think the my official answer from FPU might be slightly different, but I think for me, there's a couple different schools. One is Biola. I came from Biola previously, so wanting to get that game every time we play them is definitely something that I want to win. So last year, we ended up with a draw, but this year, we're hoping at their place, we kind of upset them.
Great. For Sophie, we have Gus Remlinger from the men's track and field team. What's your favorite soccer-related memory here at FPU?
For me personally, I would say my freshman year beating Stan at their home for the 99 Cup, and then this year for us as well, beating Stan here at our home for the 99 Cup. I think just us and the Stan state rivalry goes a long way back, and it's just a great feeling to beat a team like over and over again. So, yeah.
It's always great to beat a team. For Ayana, we have Cambria Waits from the volleyball team, and she wants to know, why do you play the game?
I definitely play the game for the culture. I love the atmosphere. I love everything a team brings, and just being in a good atmosphere, you play better, and you know, everyone's just uplifting. It's always fun.
It's beautiful. For Abby, we have Estevan. This may have been touched on earlier, but what have you gained or learned since coming to FPU that differs from high school soccer? And what aspects of the sport have been refined the most?
I think the biggest difference between high school and college is the competitiveness. In high school, there is so many different like like levels of playing, I guess, like different clubs. And then coming into college, that really didn't matter anymore. It was just kind of like everyone is here to win, and everyone's a lot more, I guess, stronger and older too. And yeah.
And then lastly, for Rosie, Clara Wagner of the women's track and field asks, what's a typical day of training look like for you?
Well, we usually have training like in the afternoon, and we'll have film for 30 minutes before that. And training's like 2 hours on a normal day. And if it's before a game, it'll be like an hour and a half.
Great. So what we have next up for the Sunbirds, as mentioned, playing right now is the men's soccer. They're competing against Jessup here in Fresno. It's currently 1-0 at the half. Tomorrow, the undefeated women's volleyball team travels down south to take on Azusa Pacific and continues on to compete in Costa Mesa against Vanguard, a formidable PacWest force. The Birds look to continue their unbeaten streak and keep climbing the poles. The men's water polo team has two more WWPA matchups against Biola at home on Friday at 7 p.m. and then Concordia University Irvine on Saturday at 2 p.m., both games being held at Sunnyside High School. Saturday, we have an action-packed day all across the board. The men's and women's cross-country team travel up to Santa Clara to compete at the Bronco Invitational in a late-season tester. The men and women's soccer team are both traveling to Menlo to take on the Oaks on Monday. They will head back a little further up the Bay Area, with both programs traveling to San Rafael to compete against the Penguins of Dominican University. Back to you, Paul.
All right, great job there. Looking forward to having you on for the rest of the season. All right, we got another minute here, and we weren't able to ask Sophie or Rosie who their favorite soccer players are growing up, or even right now. Like, who are some soccer players that you either like to emulate or you like to watch?
My favorite soccer player is Kevin De Bruyne.
Why? Help me out here. I don't know that name.
he used to play for Man City. He's now at Napoli, Belgian national team midfielder, probably one of the best in the world.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. And then?
Mine, obviously, the GOAT, Messi, but as well as Sergio Busquets.
What do you love about Messi's game?
Just watching him. He's so technical. Like, everything he does, fast-paced, like, his speed, like, his game is just incredible to me. I love watching him ever since I was growing up.
Awesome stuff. All right. Remind us again, Coach, your next matches this coming weekend, and what do you hope to accomplish in those two matches?
Yeah, we play Menlo on Saturday, so we travel up Friday, and then on Monday we have Dominican. So hope to go 2-0 on the weekend and hope to get our first couple wins in conference. So, yeah, excited about that.
What matchups, like, do you feel like you have an advantage of against those two squads?
Against everybody. I put us up against anybody, and I think as long as we take care of our business, we can get the result.
All right, great stuff. Thank you guys for coming on. Really appreciate it. We had a lot of fun. Thanks.
Thank you.
That is a wrap for the show. Thank you guys for listening. Appreciate it. You can go back and listen if you miss any part of this episode or episodes in the past. You can watch on YouTube. You can listen on Apple and Spotify as well. We always like it when we hear feedback from our listeners as well. Thank you guys for listening. Really, really appreciate it. And thanks to Sophie, Anaya, Abby, Rosie, and again, Coach Hernandez for joining us. Hey, good luck this weekend, and go Birds, huh? Go Birds.